This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
When you pray for mercy, it doesn't mean I've done something wrong, so please forgive me. It's a much wider petition than that. Asking that God send His merciful presence and help in 1,001 situations, despite the fact that we don't deserve that aid or never could. Never could. Talk about verse 4 here. This is an important verse personally for someone. There's a couple here today who needs to hear verse 4. There's a parent here today who needs to hear verse 4. There's a single person here today who needs verse 4. In your anger, do not sin. Paul would quote this in Ephesians 4:26. Used it a slightly different way. But what it means is this: you can be angry and not sin. And you can be angry and sin. I'm going to tell you the difference. If you use anger to control people, that's sin. If you use anger to dominate somebody, that's sin. If you use anger to manipulate people, that is sin. Maybe a whole new way of looking at things for somebody today. In your anger, do not sin. I'm convinced when you or I use anger to dominate, manipulate, or control. Some of you will smile when you hear this because it's happened in your own family in the last year or two. Do any of you remember an aunt or an uncle, a grandparent or a parent, a brother or sister, and you said in a family conversation, don't make him mad. Don't make her mad, because you know what'll happen. We'll pay with their wrath. We'll pay with their rage. What were they doing? They were controlling people with their anger. They were dominating people with their anger. They were manipulating people with their anger. In your anger, do not sin. Question: have you and I sinned with our anger in the last 30 days? In the last year? In the last 5 years? The answer is for all of us, yeah, we have. You have, and so have I. In your anger, do not sin. When you're on your bed, search your hearts and be silent. I love verse 6. I didn't talk about it in the first service because of time, but I'm going to briefly talk about it. Many are asking, who can show us any good? Let the light of your face shine upon us, O Lord. What's it mean to let the light of your face? We use the term FaceTime. And David says, Lord, let the light of your face shine on us. When you pray, you're having FaceTime with the Lord. When you pray, you're having FaceTime, get this, with the Creator of the universe, with the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. No small deal. Verse 7 says, you have filled my heart with greater joy. I was thinking about that. What does that mean, greater joy? The Lord claims in Scripture to be the source of joy. Some people are looking to money, they're looking to alcohol, they're looking to drugs, they're looking to sex, they're looking to things, possessions, they're looking to an automobile to give them the greater joy. And the Lord says, I give the greater joy. Those of you that are grandparents, I think notice this. There is an experience of joy that you have in your life when you have grandchildren that you don't experience in any other way. And I hope I'm not the only crazy one who thinks that. But you know what I mean? There's a joy that comes into your spirit and into your heart. And you say, well, that's a cultural thing. No, it's not. That's an American thing. No, it has nothing to do with that. The Bible says in Psalms that a children's children are a crown to people. That's God-given. God gives the greater joy.
Well, tomorrow on Cross Hope, I talk about my favorite preacher who died the week before this message was given. I want you to hear that story on Cross Hope. Our website is crosshope.org. That's crosshope.org. God bless you. And thanks for listening to Cross Hope.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.